first on today's program. The situation in North Korea continues. Threats of further nuclear testing, threats of sanctions, threats of war, on and on it goes. Our guest from Brock University has been with the Canadian Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade as counselor in the Embassy of Canada to China and Mongolia. He's done that twice. And on the recent diplomatic posting, had responsibility for analysis of North Korean affairs. From Brock University, Professor Charles Burton joining us once again. Hello again, Professor Burton.
Hi, Larry.
Developments in Korea. You and I talked about this last time as to a possible why. Why this is being done. Any further insight into that?
You mean why the Koreans have done the nuclear test?
Why Kim Jong-il has taken this time to wave the rattle the saber, yeah.
Well, I think that he wants to get more attention to his regime from the Americans, and he certainly succeeded in doing that. It may actually turn out the way he anticipated, because there are elements within the U.S. Congress and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee of the United States that say that perhaps the United States should, in fact, start talking to Mr. Kim's regime directly because he has demonstrated he has a nuclear device.
There have been some who said he's got some small nuclear devices, let him just keep blowing it up. What do we really care about it? I mean, is that a bit of brinkmanship or chess in that, go ahead, blow it up, we don't care? See how far you're willing to go with this?
Well, I guess that the more tests he does, the better the devices will get, and the more likely that he can, in fact, blow up a city if he chose to. The present state of their technology is such that they probably don't have anything small enough to go on the head of a missile, but nothing would stop them from taking one of these things in an airplane and dropping it from an airplane. So, you know, any possession of any kind of nuclear bomb is a cause for grave concern. And in the case of this particular regime, it's probably the one place that we know has nuclear technology that might be inclined to be crazy enough to use it.
What do you make of the role of Condoleezza Rice? A real busy week, especially weekend. Trying to do Japan, South Korea, China, Russia, all in the last few days to solidify the support for sanctions. Is it real, or is it just the United States appearing to be going that route?
Well, I don't think that the sanctions will have all that much effect. The Chinese are going through the motions. They're inspecting trucks that are passing through their border with North Korea, but we don't know if they're actually removing anything from those trucks. The Chinese and the Russians are very much opposed to the idea of looking at shipping going in and out of North Korea. In any event, a lot of the North Korean shipping is under flags of convenience. That means that it's problematic. You really don't know what's a North Korean boat and what isn't. And so I don't think the sanctions regime is likely to work. The North Koreans are probably not going to come back to the six-party talks unless they can get an assurance in the United States that the United States will, in return for their appearing at the six-party talks, remove the current freezing of bank accounts that the United States has implemented in response to evidence that North Korea was counterfeiting U.S. currency in a big way.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look, presently it doesn't look very good. And I think that the Chinese certainly don't want the North Koreans to do another nuclear test anytime soon, and are probably pressuring the North Koreans by limiting some of the food and oil and some of the bank transactions out of Beijing to discourage them from doing another test. But I think the development of the nuclear program continues apace, and I think that on the whole it looks like Mr. Kim has got the upper hand in this whole process.
You brought this up. This is the story marked here 1 hour ago. North Korea amenable to returning to international nuclear talks if the U.S. shows the willingness to resolve the dispute over North Korea's alleged counterfeiting and money laundering. Just you know, basically those kinds of things. And really, you mentioned it and I read it now. That's the first I've really heard of that. I guess, has that been prominent or?
Well, the U.S. attitude is that the sanctions over the counterfeiting of currency are not connected to the discussions over the nuclear program.
Oh, all right.
But the North Koreans believe that the U.S. froze their bank accounts to pressure them further on the six-party talks. And so they're not talking the same language about this issue. But certainly the U.S. sanctions have impacted on the regime because Kim Jong-il uses those foreign bank accounts to purchase luxury goods, which he distributes to their military elite and party elite to maintain loyalty. And so I think that this has hit him to some extent.
So there is no uprising in North Korea or talk of one where suddenly the people of North Korea just get sick and tired and rush the castle kind of thing?
Well, I think that actually the regime has been strengthened by the nuclear test. The North Koreans seem very proud that North Korea has joined the nuclear club and demonstrated that they can stand up to what they regard as American imperialism. And so I think that the regime, if anything, is stronger, and this would allow them to better manage discontent over any further economic difficulties that these sanctions and other actions may bring about.
Professor, always appreciate the insight. We'll stay in touch. Thank you again.
Great to talk to you.
Professor Charles Burton of Brock University, an expert on affairs of that part of the world, North Korea. And as I mentioned, twice counselor in the Canadian Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, China and Mongolia, expert in North Korean affairs, I should say. Coming up next, rock concerts in the church.